through our samples last time. Oh my heck, we had such a goofy time guessing all the funny things that Blake came across in the universe. If you got some of those right, congratulations. I know I missed some, and I did get some. But now we got to deal with it. We got to really get our hands dirty. So today, we are going to draft ideas on what kind of sound pack this could be, what kind of instrument we're going to make. We're going to get real cerebral. And hopefully help you make use of yet another tool in the Tune Shed.
All right. Welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Mick Blurry, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty? I like your shirt. I like your vibe. You're looking good.
Thanks, bro. Thank you. If I may talk about myself...
Oh, yeah. Dig in.
I've had quite the week. Oh. It was fun. We had a gig in Miami recently.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
Miami's
cool. We went
cool.
down there. It was cool. What a weird city.
Yeah, it's strange.
It's so weird, dude. I've never been there before. Like, what? I didn't think it was actually like that. You know what I'm saying?
It's like that, yeah. It's like
it is
that
like
plus
that.
More.
Like it is like that plus more.
Full of unexpected treasures.
It is. Every single like little shop is just playing EDM.
Yes, all the time.
Just like on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Like what? It was fun. And then today we had like a really cool vocal jazz session at another studio. So I like went over to another studio and I was sort of music directing this vocal jazz part in a larger vocal jazz project.
Whoa.
So it was just like 4 hours of like cluster chords and singing six part jazzy stuff.
Oh my
it was
god
really,
that sounds was, fun dude what a good
it's,
day
it's been like an unusually fun and active week,
you know I
and
in
I,
my brain I put that all in one day, but it's obviously across a week.
It has felt like a day, honestly. It has.
One big long day in the life of Marty. That's wonderful, man.
Yeah, man. But it's weird, I haven't spent any time on Ableton in like a week and a half, so I'm excited to get in here, bro.
Yeah, let's do it.
Like, okay, let's go.
Let's go. And so yeah, we're making an instrument today, and we're gonna give it away to everybody. So you should join our Discord. It's just a community to hang out, and we're gonna give stuff away in there over time. But also, it's just a place to hang out, talk about music. We got a link in our show note. Should be good. And then what's the other thing? Oh yeah, we got a support the show link down there too if you want to support us in making this show better and sort of growing, and we would appreciate that. But yeah, let's make this thing, man. We had some cool ideas the other day and I'm excited to see where this goes.
So I mean, basically we have, generally speaking, two kinds of samples, right?
Okay.
We have sort of one shots, like quick samples, and then we have sort of like Foley stuff.
It's like kind of longer soundtrack or background, kind of. There's like fuzz and scratches and all sorts of weird stuff, right?
Yeah. And so Blake had the idea, like, well, first, I had the idea, okay, what if all of the one shots were sort of a playable pad? Like you could plug in your little your push pad or just any MIDI controller.
Like a little drum kit.
Yeah, like a drum kit. And what if each little one shot was playable and we process each one? And then Blake was like, yo, what if each time you played something, the sort of like atmospheric Foley like stuff changed?
Oh yeah. So like the Foley's kind of going in the background or something. And then as you play beats, like the keys you hit manipulate that Foley.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Right. Something like that. That's about as far as we got conceptually. But
that sounds cool though. You know, it's like this, it's
cool.
Makes something. We've talked about this before with synths when we did our synth series, which is such a cool series to think about how sound is built. But you know, it starts with the wave, and usually with the wave, it's doesn't have a lot of life to it. But then when you start adding these other layers and textures and the envelopes and all the things we get into in that series, it starts to come alive. So maybe the vision here is that Foley is sort of something that's just making the drum kit have a little more life to it. It's more than just kind of a one-shot sample pack. It's like this living instrument.
I mean, you explaining it that way gives me all sorts of ideas on like how to route this thing.
Ooh,
You know what I mean? I feel as though this episode might be kind of short because let's literally just conceptualize what we want the instrument to be like.
Oh, I like that.
You know?
Yeah, that's good.
Man, you like having an organic like. So then what if I worded it this way? I'll just like take what you
Yeah.
said and try to make it more technical.
Yeah.
So what if we processed all of the full, we pick and choose which Foley sounds and one like which kinds of Foley we want in the pack.
Yeah.
We process them and then
Okay.
we make it so you can choose which Foley things to turn off and on somehow.
Right,
We
so maybe
like
it's just a
make.
bunch of on-off switches. So you can kind of make it this dense Foley that's a bunch of different sounds or just one or two.
Yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
or it's like have them editable in some interesting way.
Yeah,
You
like maybe
know?
there's you can put throw a filter on them or
Right.
reverbs or whatever. Is that what
Like,
you mean or?
yeah, or. Yeah, is that what I mean? I don't know what I
Yeah.
mean yet. Look, you said have all of the samples be triggered by on and off switches. You could either do that or
Yeah.
have all of them assigned to one knob, and so you could sort of blend between them.
I like that because it's probably not. You remember in the beginning of the episode, you accidentally played all the samples at once? We don't really like that
You're
sound.
right. You're definitely
I was like, what did
right.
I record?
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I like the blending because then there's like almost infinite options. Can you make it blend on an X? Okay, so sometimes you see it in plugins where it's like in Logic, there's something called Alchemy, and you'll click a synth, and then it has eight descriptor words. And essentially, you can move this little
Whoa.
rectangle around and overlap up to four of those different words. And the amount the rectangle overlaps the word is the
Oh.
blend. I don't know if we need to get
Oh.
that complicated. We could just have a knob so it's like you can only blend
No.
with your neighbors.
Let's get that complicated.
Okay, so yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So this way, you could kind of move that thing around and you could blend up to four Foley sounds together at once.
Oh,
Or
that's
something like
sick.
that.
I don't personally know how to make, 'cause what I think I know you're talking about, like a little
Yeah.
XY graph.
Yeah. Little
Yeah.
XY thing.
You know, I don't know how to make that visually appealing, but I
Yeah.
definitely understand how to at least make that in a macro knob. Right? So you just have two sets of
Yeah.
both,
I
and
just
then
yes.
you okay, we just came to the same conclusion.
You just have two knobs. With all the blend and Foley, and you can just like a synth, like having two waves, you could turn one on, turn one off.
Oh yeah. A little
What were
wave
you
table.
thinking? Because
That's exactly no, that's exactly what I was thinking.
hold the K,
Well,
that was
you have X and Y, and you really the way you'd organize it in the best way was you set up half of the Foley samples
on
in the
one.
X, like in the middle of X,
Yeah.
and you just map that little X knob to where you can blend between all of the samples happening,
Yep.
right? And then you have the other half of those on Y. So
Yep.
it's sort of two separate things.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I
Oh.
want. That's what we should do. Let's do
And then,
that.
of course, X and Y volume.
So, oh yeah, and then.
Yep, that's totally possible.
So, okay, here's a cool idea. We
Okay.
could going the next step here.
Yeah.
Those knobs could be on the instrument and you could play with them yourself. Or we could have it that certain drum hits trigger those knobs to move. And I don't know how we like the more you hit the little, I don't know what's a sample that's in there. The more you hit the glasses
Yeah,
sample,
right.
the more a knob goes up to a point. I don't know. Can you do that? That seems
You
actually really
can.
complicated.
No,
You could
you
do
can
that.
do that. Yeah, that's easy. That's super easy.
But maybe that's
You
not like
could.
alive enough because you'll eventually just, after two bars, you kind of lock out at that spot if you're playing that sample a
Yeah, but
lot.
let's extend that idea 'cause that's interesting. Okay, so what if instead of just triggering volume, 'cause it's super easy to make Ableton say, whenever this happens, do that. That's
Okay.
like very easy to
Some
do.
logic. Very simple
Yeah,
logic.
that's a very simple logic. But so what if then we have a bunch of really interesting things that happen when certain drums are hit?
Yeah.
Like not just volume, but like panning, phasing, tremolo,
Whoa.
all that stuff.
Yeah.
Why
But
not?
what would we do? Because I'm thinking like, okay, you hit sample A, and then all the samples after that are then under the effects of what happened when you hit sample A, and you hit sample B, and then that overwrites what sample A did, and now all the samples after sample B have the B effects on them.
I think we. Because it's not unreasonable to expect that, right? Because it wouldn't be all the samples after that happen. Because we'd have continuous Foley happening,
Yeah, that's what we want,
right?
is continuous Foley happening, I think.
Because each sample could be responsible for. Each sample, meaning each drum sample, quote unquote, one shot, could be responsible for a different effect.
So then it's like kind of like essentially what's happening is the tail of that one shot is Foley. The last thing is you hear that one shot and then you hear the Foley that it triggered. And then the next drum happens and you hear that one shot and then you hear the Foley that it triggered.
Oh,
That could
that's
sound pretty
so,
cool.
that could be brilliant.
Should you just
Oh
go for
my
that? I mean, that
God.
seems like I want it to be kind of simple because I don't want to spend all day like tweaking like insane nuances here, but I want it to be like
No,
alive and fun.
well, I do think we will end up doing some of this off air, because I think a lot of it will be sort of repetitive and busy work.
Some troubleshooting here that we want to put everybody through.
Yeah, but I think we may end up recording these episodes like, here's what we plan on doing. We did this and this and that off air. Let's just do one example of that.
A
That, I
classic
mean,
experiment of we have an amazing idea, and then what comes out on the other side is an amazing product, but they're not linked. I mean, they're linked, but there's a journey in between, you know. That's the creative process right there. That's just something you
That's
gotta
just music
embrace.
making,
You know,
dude.
you gotta be like, I remember you said it perfectly. One episode we were working on a song or something, and you were like, all right, so that's all the things that we're gonna do this episode. And you know, if we don't get to them, that's all right. And like we had just laid out our whole plan, and I was like, oh, no, Marty, we must get to them all. But then I realized, you know, that's actually the way to be. Like
That's
you're
so.
locked into your rules, but you're also not locked into your rules at all times.
That's such a musician thing to like, hey, if we don't do it, it's all right, we'll do it some other
Just
time.
the way it works though, man, 'cause if
Oh
you
my
force it
God,
out, it doesn't work, you know?
that's what I'm saying. But that's totally a like a studio musician thing. It even happened today. We have six pieces that we have to do over. Like, I'm going back tomorrow to do the rest of them, but we had three booked today and three tomorrow, and we only got through two today. And sort of some of the newer like studio cats in there, like the newer singers, were just like, what? Like, what
Like we're
are we
way
gonna do?
behind.
Like, what do you, like, we still have to do Primroses. Like, what the heck? And the band leader, the guy that's putting it all together, the other junior, were just like, oh yeah, it's 6 o'clock. Yeah, we'll just figure it out tomorrow. It'll be fine.
How much learning do you have? Like, because you got a band coming together, you're trying to figure out, okay, what mics, all this stuff, and then tomorrow you got it all set up, right? So you kind of get a head start anyways.
Yeah, that's sort of exactly what Joe said. He's the engineer. He was like, well, today we had to do a lot of sound checking and testing, and you guys were getting used to the studio. Like, that was an hour, so you'll have an extra hour tomorrow. And everyone is like, oh, this guy's not worried about it at all. Like, fine.
I feel like I would still be nervous. Just I know that I still would, but at the same time, there's not. It what's that expression that a project takes exactly the amount of time that is required that you have to do it? It like expands or
That's a
shrinks.
Brian Funk thing. Shout out to Brian
Oh, that's
Funk,
a Brian
dude.
Funk thing. Oh,
Yeah,
he
that's
told
what
us about
Brian
that.
Funk said. Yeah, he said the oh, he worded it so well. He's so good at wording stuff, man.
That
Go
guy's
check out
good.
Brian Funk's podcast if you haven't already. But we had him as a guest on our podcast a while ago, and he said, I'm trying to remember what he said. He said that the time that you allot for a project is like encapsulates the effort put in or something. No, he didn't say it like that. I've butchered it, dude.
I was like, was it the effort? I can't. It was a long time ago. So in your defense, it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
But yeah, I feel like yeah, when you got a crunch time, you crunch it, and it's good.
Yeah, that's essentially what he was saying.
Brilliant.
Dang. Okay, so that's a cool, like, rough game plan. I think to make it actionable,
Yes.
one of my favorite Blake words, I love actionable. I've been using it so much.
Do I say that?
Yeah, you said it maybe a few weeks ago. You said that seems actionable. I was
Wow.
like, that's I like that.
That's some like business talk rubbing
Oh.
off or something.
Oh, I well, in that case, we're not using that anymore. I like that. Actionable. It's like that's
This it is
achievable.
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I go and take action upon it? That's an important thing to pay attention to if it's
It sets
actionable.
me at ease when there's too much to do. That's actionable.
Right.
I like it. No, so I think what's actionable then is we at least start to process these samples with that loose game plan in mind.
Yeah.
So I think next episode we'll start on the one shots and we'll process a few of them. And then off air we'll sort of take care of the rest and we'll go through kind of what we did.
Cool.
That sound
Beautiful.
good?
I love it, man. Short and sweet.
Hell yeah, brother.
Can't wait for this instrument. Well, I guess, yeah, until next time, everybody. Much love.
Bye.